Well, it's a chilly morning here in New Mexico, huh? About time to have a chilly morning. One hot, hot summer. Oh, I'm drinking some tea here, and I'm thinking about all the states that I rode my motorcycle through and which ones were my favorite. And so I rode Bertha, 39 states, and Mexico as well. And there's two states that stick out in my mind, and one is on in the Midwest, I guess you would say, and the other one is out west here. And there's a lot of pretty states, but I got to say Tennessee is absolutely beautiful. Just the beautiful rolling hills, and I remember having some really nice sunrises and sunsets in Tennessee, and that would probably be one of my favorite states. Been all through Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana. Those are okay. Kentucky, West Virginia, Mississippi. Mississippi's kind of depressing, actually, with all the boarded up towns. You know, and so many of, I rode a lot of the Appalachian Trail, not with the motorcycle, but what was it? Oh my God, that one highway with all the snaky turns. This is so congested out there, you know, on the East Coast. So anywhere on that side of the east of the Mississippi, it's a little bit too congested. But of all the states that I've been through on the scooter, man, Tennessee really sticks out in my mind. If you get a chance to go through Tennessee, probably Kentucky's in there as well, but Tennessee really stands out it's just a beautiful, beautiful state, and it's not too crowded. Not like when you start getting over to the more on the East Coast there, but like the Carolinas and Virginia, really, really crowded. I've been out west. There's a lot of, I really liked Utah as far as Zion National Park and Bryce Canyon and things like that. That stands. Arizona's okay. I'm not a big Arizona fan. Idaho's okay. The one state that I absolutely fell in love with out west is Wyoming, and ended up going there, I think, 4 times. I've ridden all over Wyoming. Yeah, really love it. You know, there was one little town, I can't remember where I was at, but I had stayed in this little hotel, and they had a cool little bar. And I remember all the patinaed cowboy hats up on the wall. One of the things out west is the cowboys will let the dust collect on the front of their hats, and it's kind of a status symbol in a way. New Mexico has that as well, where they don't take the dust off their felt hats. And in this one little bar, they're really sweet people too. It's out in the middle of nowhere, man, down some back road. And I remember all those old hats on the wall, and really, really good people. That place was actually for sale, but it wasn't. I had left there. I was going up to, I think, Grable or Cody. I can't remember exactly where I was going. And I was on this back road, and I had this vision, this little taste, this little premonition, maybe a little glimpse into what the country used to be before it became so populated and overcrowded as far as wildlife goes. I seen a moose, an elk, a fox, all within like 20 minutes. It was just incredible the amount of wildlife that is in Wyoming. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, nice big fish in all the rivers. And then, of course, my favorite place is the Tetons and Yellowstone. Just absolutely stunningly gorgeous, of course. Not bad, too. I think it's like $35 for a week pass. And if you come in the South Gate, I'll tell you where you can camp for free, because once you get into the park there, when I was there, it was like $75 a night for just a little tent setup. They lease all the campgrounds out. It's not run by the state or the federal government. They lease that out to private companies. But if you come in and you got to go through two gates, you'll have to go through the Teton, and then you'll come into Yellowstone in that south gate. As soon as you get in the south gate, there's going to be a road. You could ask them, they'll tell you. There's a road that goes off to the right. You know, if you get to U.S. Public Lands LLC, it's a great little app, and it shows you where all the public lands are at. I've had it for years. It's Public Lands LLC. I think it's like $2.99. It's well worth the money. But as soon as you get past the gate there, there's going to be a road that goes to the right. And then there's a bunch of little swampy areas. But you go back there, that's all BLM land. And you can camp there. You're actually inside the park. And it's the only place that I know of when you get into Yellowstone where you can actually camp for free, where there's access to the BLM land. So you make a right down that little road. It's, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred yards past the gate. And you go back in there, and it's all free camping there. If you go in the summertime, you got to have mosquito nets. The mosquitoes are insane around Yellowstone. They'll literally carry you away. But you can camp out for free there. And then so for $35, you can get into Yellowstone. And what I want to do, and hopefully I can do this in the next couple of years here, I actually want to go there October during the off season. You know, another place that I've been to was the Grand Canyon, both the South Rim and twice up at the North Rim. And I went in October. There's nobody there. You could have the entire place to yourself, because any of these places, oh my God, the people in there nasty. You know, you guys might remember. Well, you know, you're going through Yellowstone. I think it's 15 miles an hour is the speed limit. And I'm cruising on my scooter, man, just like really enjoying it. And people want to run you to fuck over, man. It's like they want to, you know, it's like the Dan Ryan Expressway on Friday at 4:30 in the afternoon. It's like they want to run you to fuck over. It's insane. You know, that's one of the things that I noticed, what a hurry people are in. It really started to get to me, actually. There's a lot of drags on the road. You know, it's not all fun and games. And one of the things is just you get a sense of wow, there's a lot of people, and them some bitches are in a hurry, man. And so it can be difficult just to cruise. You know, I'm not a big high speed guy. I like to just cruise and enjoy the scenery. You know, and I was really amazed in Yellowstone how people really want to just run you the fuck over, man. And you know, that's just the state of it. So I want to go, when I get my sporty, I definitely want to go back up there to Yellowstone again. But I want to go in September, late September, early October, before the real bad snows come in. But get rid of all them fucking tourists, man. I really enjoyed the Grand Canyon, the North Rim there in October, because there was just literally hardly anybody there. That's what I like. You know, one of the things, I was always trying to get away from people, and it's extremely difficult. They're everywhere, man. And you know, it'd be cool if they were cool, but they're not. Everybody seems to be pretty narcissistic and rude. But Wyoming is just absolutely fabulous. I'd love to spend another couple weeks in the park, and I really love the Tetons. The Teton National Park is just phenomenal, and the wildlife is just great. And I really liked being on a motorcycle more so than being in a car, because you're so much more connected to your environment. You don't feel all boxed in and looking through windows, you know. So motorcycle's a great way to travel. When it comes to that kind of stuff. Now, you're always out in the weather, of course. There's always the downsides, but I really love traveling on a motorcycle because of that openness and the sense of freedom and the connectedness to your environment. So those are the two states that really stand out. Tennessee, absolutely beautiful. as far as over on the east end of the Mississippi River. And then of all the states that I've been to, you know, Southern California is beautiful as well. That's another great place. But without a doubt, Wyoming. Oh, man, I remember this this lady. She's got a killer business. I can't remember what highway it was on. But it's out there in the flats. The south, that would be the southwestern part of Wyoming. And she's got this, you know, you could travel for miles and miles down this road in between towns, and she's got this little gas station. Always it's full service too. She comes out and fills your car up. She's always got a cigarette hanging out the side of her mouth, but she's got a little gold mine there. But yeah, Wyoming, man, real sense of freedom there, and not a lot of people there, and just tremendous wildlife and just beautiful scenery. The Wind River is beautiful. I've been all up and down that. The Bighorn Mountains, loved that. Even in the summertime when Yellowstone is jam-packed, there's hardly everybody over there. Gray Bull, my buddy Eddie, I don't even know if he's still alive. We usually send Christmas cards. But that's an old hippie dude that I met in Gray Bull. He's the one that sold me that buffalo hide for $20. But Gray Bull is just outside of the Bighorn Mountains there. And if you're wanting to get away from the crowds and the insanity during the tourist season, during the summer season, the Bighorn Mountains are a great place to go. And total different feel, though. More rounded, rolling hill type scenery. But again, the wildlife there is absolutely fabulous. And the Wind River, that whole stretch of road is beautiful to ride through. The whole state is just wonderful. Like I said, I've been there, I think, four times and look to go again. But like I said, I'm going to go in the off season and get a look at Yellowstone, take some more photographs, and get to see that old Tetons again, huh? What a beautiful, beautiful state. Well, where have you guys ridden? What is your favorite state? So, no, I haven't been to Washington. I haven't been to Oregon. There's some states I haven't been to out west here. But of the states that I've been in, there's hands down Wyoming is the state for me. New Mexico is not a bad state either, but I like it better than Arizona. But for sure, Wyoming. Where do you guys like to ride? What is your favorite state to ride your motorcycle through? Leave your comments below and let us all know. If you enjoy this content, please share it on your social media. It's a great way to help this website with no additional cost to you, and I ain't selling nothing anyway. So, you know, it's a good way to help this website. Sign up for the email subscription there so that you get notified whenever I have new content. And again, leave your questions, comments, criticisms, and all that good stuff in the comments below. What is your favorite state to ride your motorcycle through?